Okay, go to number 1, mode 2.
Roger, Bill.
Old Hellman Canal's kitchen timer's pretty nice.
Roger, Bill. You can turn off your H2 heaters now. Bill, we show you 168,000 out, and we're getting still getting pretty good high bit rate off the 30-foot dishes.
Okay, I'm in narrow beam, high gain now. Were you getting a good high bit rate on the Omni?
That's affirmative. We're back on high gain now.
Okay, number 102 is off, and you clarify your previous statement. Were you getting good high bit rate while we were on the Omnis about 10 minutes ago, over?
Apollo 8 Houston, that's affirmative. We were getting a fairly good high bit rate with a little bit of noise.
Okay, good deal.
Roger, we only got two things left to do now. We need your crew status report and a redundant components check.
Okay, Jim will give you the ladder, former, and I'll give you the ladder.
Okay. Bill, Econ says thanks for the good job of keeping the Omnis moving.
Roger, we'll make any sacrifice as long as they keep an eye on the systems.
Wilco.
Who's on the watch with you?
That's just me right now.
Now what do you got?
Oh, we have Clint. The Black Watch
okay,
is watching.
Stay alert.
Roger, the Black Watch is watching.
Roger, I'll stay alert. Roger, I'll stay alert.
Houston, here comes the status report.
Roger, we're ready to copy.
For sleep. Roger, for sleep, each of us has had two sleep periods. Frank's in his third one right now. Bill's had 6 hours the last time. I had 4 hours the last time. Good to fair, both of us. Frank had 5 hours the last time of fair. And Frank, of course, is sleeping now.
Roger, Jim, how are the three of you feeling?
We're all feeling pretty good now. No problems. We've all had about between 40 and 60 ounces of, or clicks of water so far today.
Okay.
On the food, we're up to, or we've eaten day two, meal two so far. And both of us have eaten the rehydratables and the juices and about half of the solids.
Roger, copy.
The cabin's running slightly cold. We do have one cabin fan on, and we're in full heat, and it's running just slightly under 70. Might be a design note for a future spacecraft.
Roger, Jim. Is that fan pretty noisy?
It's not as noisy as both fans when they're running. We can cut it down to one fan.
Roger, we keep thinking we hear it when you're talking to us.
I would be a bit surprised.
Houston, we're showing a glycol evap out temp around 44 and a rad out temp of about 28. I wonder if we might try some manual mixing here to raise the glycol evap temp out a little bit.
Roger, Bill, stand by.